praise you, Jesus. We praise you. We worship you. Welcome to Rapture Centric Church, where Jesus Christ is our pastor, our amazing, amazing, amazing pastor, the Holy Spirit, our guide, and, of course, our creator, our Abba Father, our Yahweh, watching over all of us. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Father God, our Abba. Praise you, Holy Spirit. We love you. We love you so much. I love you all, Rapture Centric Church, as well. Can't wait to see all of you. Hug all of you. As I always say, after Jesus, of course. But I would love to see you. I can't wait to see you soon. Let's start our church off. Let's worship our King. Come, Lord Jesus. Spirit and the bride say, come.
Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come today. We welcome you, Lord, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Come, glorious Father. Come, King of kings and Lord of lords. Come, glorious Father, come today. We welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride say, come. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Come, King of kings. Come, Lord of lords. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Today, we welcome you, Lord, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Come, glorious Father. Come, King of kings and Lord of lords. Come, glorious Father, come today. We welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride say, come. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Come, King of kings. Come, Lord of lords.
Technical difficulties, be with you in a moment. For some reason, Rachel's song doesn't want to stop. So it's kind of frozen in the pot. Oh, there we go. Now we're going to hear. Here we are, Lord.
Spirit.
Word.
Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Come, glorious Father. Come, King of kings. Lord of all creation, Lord of everything, who was and is to come, the risen Lord. We want to be with you today forevermore. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, you're the Prince of Peace. Your bride awaits for you with heads uplifted high. Today we look for you, our champion in the sky. Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Today we welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, Lord of everything, who was and is to come, the risen Lord. We want to be with you today forevermore. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, you're the Prince of Peace. Your bride awaits for you with heads uplifted high. Today we look for you, our champion in the sky. Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Today we welcome you, Lord.
So I shout
Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord.
Waiting for a song to play. We love you, Jesus. We praise you. We praise you. We worship you. It's spinning and spinning and spinning. I love you, Jesus. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come today. We welcome you, Lord, today. Come, glorious Father. Come, King of Kings. Come, Lord of Lords. Come today. Please, yes, today. We love you, Jesus. Praise you. All right, we'll try another song.
You.
can hardly move or breathe. I can feel your presence all around. I fall knees down to the ground. You're the one that really matters. You're the one that really matters. You're the one that really matters. You're the one that really matters.
I know that I haven't found the kids in life can't hold me down. 'Cause you're the one I wanna please. What matters now is what you.
Jesus. We praise you. We praise you. We worship you. And I can tell you how it would be better than this, besides you being here in the spiritual. And I know you're here next to me, but it would be better to be able to see you, see every part of you physically, and be in heaven with you. That would be the best. That's how it would be better than this. We love you, Jesus, and we just can't wait for your appearing to bring us home, not just to appear, but to take us home with you, to call our names, call us home to you, your bride, your elopes, your brides, to be with you for eternity, to start the next chapter of our eternal lives. We love you, Abba. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Holy Spirit. Thank you all for all that you do in our lives. We praise you. We worship you. All right. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you're having a blessed, amazing day, and that today is the day, I pray, that Abba tells you, my sweet Lord Jesus, my Yeshua HaMashiach, that you can come retrieve your elopes, your bride. What a glorious day that will be when we hear you call our names and that be true. And I pray it's today. I love you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Yahweh. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. I lift up the rapture-centric church to you and their families and all of the bride. And the elopes, your bride, the first call, whatever the correct terminology is that you're using for us, I just cover us all with precious blood of Jesus and holy wounds, and I pray that you shower us, continue to shower us with your strength and your peace and your joy, with your happiness, with your love, your amazing, unconditional, unending love. To shower us with your healing, mentally, physically, emotionally. Thank you for supplying our needs. For you do say in your word that my God supplies all our needs according to glory's riches in Christ Jesus. And you do say also, by your stripes we are healed in your word. So thank you for these promises that you've blessed us with, that we can hold on to, and the promise of protection. Thank you for protecting us from the fowler's snares, from everything trying to get at us. We know you're with us, even though we're going through trials. We know you're right by our side, helping us through. So thank you for that as well. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Oh, Yeshua HaMashiach, praise you, praise you, praise you, Jesus. Praise you. All right, let us put on our armor of God, full armor of God. Ephesians 6:13-18, therefore put on the full armor of God, so when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. After you've done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with your breastplate of righteousness in place, with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, which can extinguish all flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, always be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Jesus, may I pray in Ephesians 6:13-18, and let's do Psalm 91. Don't leave home without it. All right. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High, and don't leave home without your Jesus either, my Yeshua. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers. Under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrows that fly by day, nor the pestilence that stalks with darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. Something just popped up on my computer, distracted me. Plague destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you, no disaster will come near your tent. For you command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways, that they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the adder, great lion and the serpent. You will trample underfoot because he loves me, says the Lord. I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With a long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Psalm 91. So welcome, Jerry, to chat. Love you, Jerry. Welcome, guests, to chat. Love you, guests. Welcome, like I said, my Rapture-Centric Church family, and I love you all. I miss those of you who we don't see and talk to every day. Shouts out to you all. Love you all. Love you, Mama Pat, who is online as well, and I'm going to unmute you now, Miss Mama Pat.
Oh, hi, guys. Love you all.
Love you,
yep.
Too.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm good. My car's running fine for the most part. I was out looking at cars. Ever since I had that little scare and I didn't have my car for 3 weeks, and then I finally got it back and it was just a wire that was loose. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, but ever Very since good. Then, I don't know. I've just been having it in. But that's all I can think of, is like cars, getting a car, you know, it's like, so anyway, I've been out looking for cars. The other day, last night when I was out looking, I was heading to go look somewhere, and my car started to run a little shaky, like it does when the engine light's going to pop on. I'm like, no, please, please. So I was just praying, and it never came on. Then when I left the car dealership that I was looking at, Jerry, my Jerry said my car's Rapture-centric. It sure is. So when I was left the dealership though, it was running fine. I mean, it was running back to the way it normally does. So anyway, but I went to look at a car today, and I told the people I was looking at leasing a car. I told the people, my terms. I'm like, I told them if they were willing to meet my terms, then I would get it. But
yeah,
and she did leave me a message to call her back. So I don't know. Know whether I'm committing myself to a car or not, because there's another car I really want. I haven't made any deals or offers on that one yet, because I have two choices that I liked. But
right.
So anyway.
Well, just ask the Lord. He'll guide you. They tell a woman to take a man along with her. So just take Jesus along with you, and he will give you words in your heart, and you will be able to haggle.
I'm not your bright. I'm just saying, like, it's hard for me.
I know.
Firm.
I know.
I don't want to hurt anybody's things.
But you can very nicely stand up for yourself. Especially in buying a car, you want to get something safe and you want to get the best price. Take Jerry along. He knows cars. Or Judy. She's got the math. Oh my gosh. Ay, ay, ay. But anyway, no, my car needs a battery and. Oh, and the muffler thing is it has a new muffler, but the front pipes are not right. I can't remember what they are, but it needs help.
Yeah,
my grandson is very good, so he'll probably fix it up for me. Right. He always does. He's back now from Las Vegas from a wedding he attended.
Yeah. See, one of the ladies is like an internet lady. So nice, and they were like giving me all these great deals. To cut whatever, and I felt like good with them. I didn't feel like they were trying to, me, But I mean, they're dealers; they have to make their deals. But
they got to make some money, right?
Bottom line, I trust in them, and so I'm like, bottom line, this is what I need. Because she's like, okay, because you know how they are. It's like, okay, well, what can we do to get you to buy a car today?
You go tell them.
I'm like, honestly, there's another car that I'm interested in, but I wanted to say, and I didn't, ended up calling back and saying, I want this price, and I only want want to put any money down because it's a lease. It's stupid to put money down for a lease. So anyway, my friend who leases cars all the time, he's like, you don't have to put money down. And he's like, you know, if you just keep objecting, they're eventually, if they want that deal, they'll give you what you want.
Exactly.
So,
a lot of competition.
Anyway. Yeah.
Yeah,
so
they want you, they want
cards.
Your deal. Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk
competition
about
out there. Yeah, let's talk about Jesus.
How wonderful Jesus is.
But take him along.
And yes, Jesus is the best dealer.
Yep. Absolutely.
My deal is, I'm thinking, like, I'm not even going to be here for, like, a month, you know, a year. Ooh. It's like, it doesn't even matter. I could get, like, the most expensive car in the
I know.
Because I've
had the angels take it up with you.
I'm not about the car. I'm not
a bus.
Yeah, so I just, you know, I just want to.
God will work it out for you, honey. God will work it out for you. He does that all the time for every little thing. Because he has your heart and he has your life. So he's going to, if you need a car, he'll get you a car.
Yeah, but I'm going
to. Yeah, I know.
To be here for next year, it doesn't even matter how long this is, how long that is.
I know. So, I came across someone called Anne Rowan. I just saw it today. You know how the things flip on your screen, you know, and God has you find things. I gave you the link. I can't send over the videos. I've run myself out. But I gave you the link to go to. It's just Anne Rowan, April 17th, 2016 this year. 19, where am I? Whoa. Okay, girl. She talks about the rapture and goes really into it. It's so encouraging. And she's saying, like, no excuse not to believe in it. And, oh, my gosh, she goes on. She had a vision of the trib when she was 12, and this lady's, like, in her 40s now. And, wow, you know, it's very good. So look up Anne Rowan, A-N-N-R-O-W-A-N, and listen to her vids on the rapture. Oh, my gosh. They are so uplifting. I think he had me find them just, you know, to encourage others. I'm okay. It's like, Jesus, when you're here, you're here. And I've got enough with Geraldine. I've got problems with her. She's starting to feel better, so she's getting a little distressed being here. And she's got to go into programs, but she's got mental problems. So the one she says, the programs they go in, she's got a little bit of an attitude now. She wants to start smoking again. And I'm saying, no, you're not going to do that. And it's just, she's starting to get a little testy, you know, because she's feeling better. Legs are stronger. So that's how you get when you feel better. Yeah, so that's what I'm going through, you know. And I'm getting depressed, she says, and I got to get out. And I said, those programs that they want to send me to, they all smoke and have drugs. So I said, well, that's not good. I said, so we're going to do some heavy time praying tomorrow. She's going to go see one of her doctors and see if she can get into a program. So keep Geraldine in prayer that she finds a program where she can get out of the house. I'm fine in the house because I have my internet work and I spend a lot of time in prayer and the Lord is with me. I have his presence. But, you know, these kids, they, yeah, right, you get the picture. Not quite there. Yeah.
Jesus, we just lift up Geraldine now. We pray for her.
Oh, yes,
you know,
please.
By her knees.
Go ahead,
please,
honey.
Please bless her with a wonderful, the place you want her to be, the wonderful program you want her to be in, where she's not, there's no temptation of anything that you don't want her to partake in.
Yeah.
We just ask you to, you are in charge, so we ask you, Abba, Lord Jesus, to bless Geraldine with a wonderful place so she can get out and socialize, have her needs met, that you know that her needs, to have those met, and still stay on the road to recovery for her health. And thank
right.
you, Lord Jesus, continuing to heal her every day. And we praise you, worship you for this wonderful, amazing miracle. Bless Geraldine with, and we know you doing to work on her behalf. And thank you for blessing Mama Pat with peace and helping her get through each day as well. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Thank you, sweetie. That's very good. Thank you. Thank you. That's one option we always have is we can pray together about stuff, you know. That's very important. I have allergies. I've been sneezing and just, I don't know why. But, she threw me today when she said, oh, I'm just getting so distressed being here and I want to start smoking. I came out on the deck and I didn't have anybody to talk to because I wasn't available at the moment. And I said, come on. You don't need to start smoking. Well, I can have one every 4 hours like Sean. No, no, Sean. Sean doesn't have all the problems you have with your body. And you don't want to do that to the lungs because you had pneumonia for a long time, 3 times. And she stopped breathing in the hospital. So I said, you don't want to smoke. You don't want to smoke. They had to do cold blue, you know. So thanks for the prayers. And. I just have to make sure she finds something.
Oh, he says, ask anything his name, and he will do it. So,
yes, exactly. I'm not going to be stressed about it. It's just that she threw a new attitude today, and it kind of like, you know, it was distressing, you know.
Yeah,
to
well,
hear
the good
her
news.
Talking about smoking and stuff again, and when she's just come out of, you know, out of horrible situation, she shouldn't even be alive. I mean, I tease her. I said, you've passed out so many times from us meeting. She's had so many times where she's stopped breathing or didn't, you know, she's done so much stuff in the past. I said, God's getting tired of sending you back. You know, she had cold blue in the hospital and I was right by her side. You know, she stopped breathing and they got her back. I said, he's tired of this. You've got to make it work. So at least we can laugh about it a little bit, you know.
We knew that was going to happen. We knew that she was going to be her regular self because the good news is she's feeling better, and you can tell she's getting better because she's getting back to her same old self.
testy, and kind of a little bit snarky, you know, so.
Good news is there's a camera to catch, too.
I know. Good news is something like I have to deal with this now. Oh, dear. Now, we'll find answers. We definitely will, you know, and see what happens. Yeah, so I have to leave it in God's hands, period. There comes times you have no other choice, but you have to just say, Jesus, help me. Like now, because I can't deal with this. I don't know what to do. Oh, he loves it. He just loves it. And then the next day, the whole thing will be fixed. It'll be gone. It'll be like, what was I worried about? So I've gotten so used to just like, help me. And it's like, okay. he's there. And then the whole thing just lifts. It's like, you know, but every little thing, I mean, I'm surprised. Tell me to take a hike sometimes. You know, like, leave me alone. But he loves it. He loves us to cry out to him. You know, that and the duct tape, okay. Oh, Lordy. No, but she's, she does these exercises and her legs and arms are stronger and she can walk. She goes to doctor's appointments by herself. I said, try to do as much as you can for yourself, you know. And she understands, and she is. But don't start smoking, you know. Oh, please. So this is the new thing today. I was so shocked. I figured she'd think, no, I'm never going to go back to that again. But
well, unfortunately,
it's tempting her again.
Like addictive personalities, whether it's dumb, whatever, you just go. Stop one addiction, but then you go to another one. Like some people, after they stop addictions, are addicted to exercise. Then that's all they do is exercise.
Right.
To another, and you notice a lot of people that are in. I'm not speaking anything about what your daughter or anything. I'm just saying in general.
I know, but she does have an addictive personality. She does.
People in addiction,
on stuff, drinking everything, you know. So it's hard, but she's come a long way. So.
Exactly. We're not even going to go there. But you notice, like, people outside AA meetings are either smoking or drinking coffee because that's their new addiction.
Exactly.
Praise the Lord, it's so much healthier than the old thing.
Than drinking.
or drugs.
Smoking, but just pray she doesn't go back to smoking. And there's nothing in the house she can have because nobody smokes in the house and nobody drinks. I mean, the kids do on the weekends. You know, the crazy grandkids sometimes, you know, but they're all very responsible too. They have jobs and everything else, so you know.
The bottom line, she needs just needs another. They were a healthy addiction, like knitting.
She needs
or
an outlet. Yeah, knitting, right? I said we pray together. I said, you know, you have to read a book, or you've got to do something. And it's like if she doesn't want to do something, she won't do it. I mean, it's just really like forget it, along with all the other problems she has. Yeah. I just have to pray about it, honey. Yeah, I just have to pray about it. Which I do. Which I do. Yeah.
Just think of all the people that were removed of addiction totally altogether and never want anything to do with it, which is her as well. All the people that were healed by Jesus because they saw Jesus and sought him out. They were seeking him, and he took away all that. And so now it's like, so it's nothing, with God, anything is possible. So he can remove smoking addiction.
Yeah.
He can remove candy, like from sugar. You know, he can remove anything.
Right. We don't need sugar either because she can't have it with her diabetes, you know.
Yeah,
she has to test her blood four times a day.
Yeah, so whatever we surrender to his feet, you know, he will deliver us. So
we pray together. At least we have that. She's a believer, you know, and she's basically very sweet. And she's generous, you know, but she's not very strong-willed to resist things. And I have to learn not to get, you know, really upset. We just have to pray about it. But I'm hoping that she can get to find a program. Then she'll be fine. You know, she's a lovely boyfriend. He's very spiritual. You know, he's very good for her. He doesn't smoke or drink. So, you know, he's very good for her. He's a gift in a way. And he loves her dearly. So she has that in her life, you know. Thank God.
Yeah,
so we just keep her in prayer. Bottom line, that's it. You know, I appreciate the prayers, guys. And one day at a time, you know. I stay close. We all do. We stay close to the Lord and trust him. And that's what you got to do. You just got to take it moment by moment and trust him. You know, really. And that's that. Everybody's got something. Everybody's got something. Let me tell you, we all have different things, but we all know how to pray and ask God to help us.
Yeah, and I mean, I stopped drinking soda for 10 years, and I started drinking again, and now it's like I'll go for a week, and then I'm like, oh, and then I'll have like a taste, and it's like I'm back. It's, you know, it's an addiction in itself because it's sugar.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
No,
I gave all that up. Yeah. No, you know why? I have arthritis. No, well, my arthritis is okay, but if I have sugar, it makes the joints ache, you know. And I don't want to be on aspirin and stuff. I don't take anything else. I absolutely have to. But, the sugar can affect the arthritis, your joints. So I don't, and Geraldine doesn't have sugar, so neither one of us do, you know. Well, she's cheats sometimes, and I have to say, you know, and I correct her gently or firmly, but not, you know, I'm just saying firmly. And she's like, oh, you're just trying to run my life. I said, no, I'm not. I'm trying to help you to stay well. I mean, you've come back from death, you know, and here you are wanting to do all this stuff again. And I said, you can't do that, you know. So this is what I'm up against, you know.
Yeah.
And she's got to fight a little harder to stay on the straight and narrow, you know. It's very frustrating, very frustrating. I hate to see her go back. But you know what? If someone's going to do that, then they've got to hit the pavement again. You know what I'm saying? And I can't control anything, and I have to realize that. I can pray about it, and I can set a good example or whatever and try. But if she goes back to smoking or going back to sugar or whatever and gets herself into trouble again, then she's going to have to learn lessons all over again because of her attitude, you know? That's the hard part to accept after what you've been through so much with someone, trying to help them. Okay? Yeah. That's what's hard. Really.
Yeah, we knew.
She's 49 years old, you know? Not like she's a little kid or something.
Yeah, true.
Mm. But she's been through so much. Yeah.
Like I said, people who have gone through addiction in their early ages, their brain never developed, so they're technically still teenagers, so. Still teenagers.
Could be. Yeah, she's been at least in 8 institutions for drinking. She had terrible drinking, you know. And my husband drank too, you know, and my son and stuff. So, I mean, it was in the house all the time. There were no controls, really. So, you know, really, it's, but now she's so good, you know, and I just need prayer for her, that's all. That she'll stay
Jesus
good, that she won't get into the smoking.
Yeah, Jesus has got it, and, you know, there could be the worst.
I believe that, I do.
The other side of the coin is she wouldn't be around because we almost lost her. So,
we've lost her several times, my dear, at least 6 times.
She's
succumbed. That's exactly. What I teased her. I said, God's tired of sending you back, you know. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, there's,
oh, yeah,
there's
no.
Other end of the coin, so we're happy with the coin we have, but we, I,
yeah.
You know, I knew that once the healing, there was never going to be no changing. I mean, it's got to be Jesus that does it, and they have
it
to
does,
render
it
them
does.
Help.
Yeah.
You know, prayer, you know, bottom line, we're prayer warriors here at RCC,
yes.
And power
yes.
of prayer is amazing. We've seen, like, miracles all the time in our prayers, so we're not going
right,
to give
yes.
up.
Right, yes. No, of course not.
We're trusting.
No, of course
God
not.
God has us. And he will continue
yeah.
to have.
Yeah. Whatever happens, happens. I mean, she's an adult and she can do what she wants. She cups an attitude, you know. And then she'll say, oh, all right, I really shouldn't be thinking that way. And it's like, oh, boy. And I can catch my breath again and think maybe she's not going to, you know, mess up again. And but she's getting tempted to do it, you know. But as I said, it's in God's hands and. Whatever happens, happens. I've given it to him, and if she messes up, that's on her. I mean, you can't force somebody, but I've got to trust that I'm just going to keep praying with her and try to find, you know, help her find places that she can go to and do stuff, you know. But again, it's very difficult because these places, they drink and they they smoke and stuff, you know, so that's very bad for her. So I don't know, and she's not a very strong person when it comes to that stuff, and she can be stinky, you know, and because of the addictions, you know. Yeah, so Jesus, take us soon. I don't have to worry about this. There's no cigarettes in heaven. She ain't going to get in trouble.
They're nasty. Oh, my gosh.
There you go. Yeah, so I got to just hang on and know that he's coming soon. And you got to listen to these videos, though, from Ann Rowan. Oh, my gosh. She is so upbeat. I mean, it's like shame on you almost if you don't believe in the rapture. Like, what is wrong with you? It's right here in Scripture, and she goes through stuff, and she's so good. Oh, my gosh. I just love this woman. She's so encouraging. She's a breath of fresh air. So just put on Ann Rowan, you know, Google it on the YouTube thingy, and listen to her. Excellent. Excellent.
Uh-huh.
Excellent. Shot in the arm. Yeah, it was really good. Really good. So other than that, yeah, just day by day, I do my internet work, you know, and keep company with the Lord and just take care of the stuff here. It's a very simple life, you know, very simple. I'm going to see friends at the Lake House and Lake Apecon. They're coming up from New York. They stay there all year, so this is good. I've known them for 50 years. Yeah, they're coming up to the lake, so that's this Saturday, so that will be good. And Oliver, my friend, might come down from Vermont, so it'll be really a super day to see everybody and whatever.
If,
so.
You know, if, you know. But if
yep.
we're still here, that sounds like a good thing for you, Mama Pet.
Yeah, the 28th. And I thought, but you know what I was thinking? I said, 28, that's a very special day because we're thinking of when Kevin went. And 28 means a few, Jerry's mentioned a few things, and I think probably Jason or Michelle on the 28th, you know. And I'm thinking, we're all going to be at the Lake House on the 28th. Everybody who's most precious to me, my dearest and deepest friends that I've known for eons, I said, they're all going to be there. Yeah. And I'm saying, good move, Lord. Take us all up.
Yeah, that's spooky,
man. And if they're
having
a little hesitation, when this is going on, I'm gonna do some fast preaching. They already know where I'm at, but I'm gonna say because it says those who cry out the name of Jesus, you know, Romans 10, yeah, right? Okay. So at least I just had this feeling. Maybe I'm just gonna tell them cry out the name of Jesus. So you guys can go up with me. I don't wanna be alone. And some of them believe. But they're wishy-washy, too, you know. They're just thinking, oh, it's down the road sometime, or it's, you know, it's like a gazillion miles away. Yeah, it will happen. But, you know, they're not there. They're not there. It's sad. These are good people, too. These are all Christians. These are lovely, lovely, lovely Christian people. But if you're not looking for his appearing, you know, you don't want to be left in the tribulation. That's for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and she goes on. Yeah, about how we're not going to be left in tribulation, that the bride will not know wrath. Oh, you got to listen to this lady. She's so good. She pounds it right into your heart, you know, like, yay for you, Anne. Oh, wow, it's good to hear this. Yeah, oh, yeah. She goes right through Scripture and says, look, it's right here. What's the matter with you? You don't see this? Like, it's insulting to the Lord if you don't believe, you know, and to look for his appearing. It's so good. It's a B vitamin spiritual shot in the arm, okay? Yeah,
amen.
So I sent you all just to look it up. So I want you to look at it because you'll feel really good to hear her just preach on this. And she had that vision when she was 12. She saw the tribulation and she saw the rapture, you know. And wow. It was very good. Very good. Anyway.
Well, thank you for us.
Yeah, no, we all need to be encouraged. And God will all of a sudden, out of the blue, he'll just send something. You know, there's a video, there's a blog, there's a this, there's that, you know. And it's like, yay, all right. Right on, boy. You know, when you listen to her, you feel very embarrassed if you have any doubts, which is a very good thing to have happen to you, you know. Too, that you have that you see this and it's like, whoa, right on, like, wow, Lord, if I had any doubts, I'm sorry, boy, you really mean business. You laid it all out in Scripture, you know, and it's really good.
Very, very nice.
Yeah, you'll love it. You'll just put on the one. It's April 17th. It's where it says the 12-year-old had a vision, and then you see her when she's grown up that she goes into the rapture stuff.
Okay. Cool.
As I say, it's like, oh wow, right on, lady. We need that. We need to hear this. And she's got a bunch more. She's got a bunch more. So it's really good. Really, 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 really good, as Ed Sullivan would say. It's a really big show. I'm tired. You can tell the allergies have got to my brain, and I'm tired. I've had a stressful day with this nonsense going on. Oh, that's okay. Carry on, carry on. Gotta keep going.
As you know,
gotta keep going. You can't give up. I say that to him. Come on, Lord, let's make this work. We gotta keep going. Let's keep going, Jesus. I get up in the morning, like I said, I feel like, oh. It's like, come on, let's get this going, you know. Get the day going. To get the day going is kind of hard for me sometimes, and I'm sure it's hard for others. That's funny, though. Oh, how I'd say that to him. Come on, we gotta, like, he's probably saying, no, you have to keep going. I'm already going. So give myself a pep talk. You have to keep going. Oh, dear God. I don't know how he puts up with me sometimes, some of the stupid things I say to him, you know. It's so funny. I try to keep things happy. I really do. I find if I make the effort to be cheerful and happy, it's okay. Yeah, you know, I'll get through.
Guess what, Mama Pat? Jesus loves you.
Yeah, I know. He loves us all. He's there all the time for us. Yes, he loves us all. And you just keep going one moment at a time. So I'm glad you pray for Geraldine. Pray for my sanity.
Well, as you know, it says in the Bible, which I am guilty of myself, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow has enough to worry about on its own.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. And especially in this household.
That's what the Lord says.
Lord, keep my grandchildren in prayer. They need help. You know, I so much want to talk about the Lord to them, but they don't want to listen. You know, they'll listen and they'll smile and walk away. Like, you know, it's like,
yeah, Mama Pat,
okay.
You know, I think you've done your seed planting. Now it's up to the Lord, and guess what?
Yeah, exactly. But it would be so happy if they would listen. You know how happy I would be. Yeah.
Mama Pat,
don't forget Jesus. Yeah.
When you poof, that's when all of our family members, when we all poof, when all of our family members who aren't poofing with us in the elopture, that's when they're going to wake up and realize,
and kick themselves.
So, I mean, we can't beat ourselves up. I mean, you planted the seeds.
No.
I mean, all you can do is continue.
I know. I mean, they're going to be really saying, like, why didn't I listen? And, you know, now I'm stuck here, you know. But then, and still cry out to the Lord, you know.
At least
then they'll
until,
really cry out.
No, at least not until the rapture. I mean, Because you know, there's going to be a chunk of time in between. I think that's when all of our family members are going to be awakened and make it into the rapture because...
Yeah, I trust him to do so. I really do. And I think, as I said before, he said to someone on the show that don't worry about your family members, you know. It would, you know how, I'm just saying how nice it would be if you could sit down and have a conversation with them about Jesus, you know, and have it be happy. I do that with my kids, but not the grandkids. You know, the grandkids are like, maybe, yeah, no. Huh. They have erroneous ideas about God. They believe in him, but they don't believe like they should. Oh, my granddaughter especially, you know. Oh, my gosh, it's unbelievable. 23 years old, and she's so sweet, you know. And she likes crystals, and she's got everybody, you know. She's got Jesus mixed in there, too. Ay, ay, ay. And we've had a conversation, and it's like, you can't get through to her at all. Oh, I told you, she has, hell doesn't exist. God's too good for hell. He's too loving. He doesn't have hell. And it's like, okay.
And like I said, before the... Sure, you know, that's when God's going to pray, you know, you know, that's going early, then, you know, some lessons are going to be learned, and then even the ones coming back in between are going to say, you know, get rid of all those idols, that's an idol, dear.
Yes, exactly, get rid of the crystals, get rid of the Buddha statue, you know, take the crucifix down next to the Buddha statue, oh my goodness. Yeah. They believe, but they've got just crazy ideas. They believe in God the way they want to believe, you know, puff and fluff, you know, until
that's a lot of the world. A lot of the world is like that now. So any different.
Yeah, these prosperity preachers, you know, and just
all the lukewarm and all the deceived.
Yeah.
He's spiritually deceived.
Very deceived people.
Yeah,
you know, these pastors have a lot to answer for all the lies, for all the watering down of Scripture. You know, hardly anybody preaches on hell or damnation or answering to God or sin or conscience or the rapture, you know, which is our blessed hope. You know, it's very sad. It's very sad, you know. Not even in my church, no one... It's just as usual. I mean, I love the Eucharist and everything else, but there's no preaching about, you know, God's coming soon or get ready. I mean, there are very few churches, very few preachers who are preaching the rapture. Very sad, very sad. I mean, this is the biggest thing going to happen, the most important thing now to happen. And everybody's just preaching on all the other stuff of the Bible, you know, and nothing. The congregations are going to be so upset when all this happens, and they're going to say, hold them accountable. Like, so is God. Like, why didn't you tell us that this was happening? You know.
Yeah.
Well, if you didn't get it there, you might have got it on YouTube. You know, certainly enough stuff out there. There's really no excuse for somebody not to know about the rapture. I mean, it's just everywhere with all the social media that we have. At least once they could have checked it out. You know, it's in their face somewhere. You know, so if they don't get it at church, they should get it online, maybe. I don't know. It's just maddening to think that this is around the corner and nobody's talking about it. The people who should be talking about it, the preachers and stuff, you know. Yeah. I don't know. Just keep praying and just keep praying.
That's all we can do. Keep trying.
Keep planting seeds. You know, even if they think you're nuts, you know. Not too tightly wrapped.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well,
Keep on keeping day by day, you know, and you can't get fretful about it. You just have to trust God to take care of it and take care of the ones you're praying for, you know.
Amen.
Anyway, so
we're
that's
all
where we're at. Hope everybody else
about
is okay.
You. To trust that the Lord has our family members and bringing
yes,
them.
Yes, exactly.
All are in this.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, show. We all have our own trials, though. Like,
Oh dear. If it isn't a washing machine, it's a car. If it's a car, it's a kid. If it isn't a kid, it's an animal. But isn't that? It's relative or work or some other dumb thing.
I
have to worry about.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, oh my gosh, I can tell you stories. Oh yeah, yeah. But anyway, bottom line, trust, give it to the Lord, and just let him work it out. See, waiting on the Lord is one of the hardest things for us Christians to do. We want it, like, right now. And I'm like, why isn't it done now? You know, and it's, he's kind of, he likes to work it out, and it's his own timing and stuff. And it's like, wait on the Lord. You told him, you asked him, you have confidence, you have trust. Let him work it out in his time and way, will and day, as I say. And that's always kind of hard sometimes. And you get stressed like, I know I prayed, but is he going to do anything about it? Well, yeah, he is going to do about it. And you don't have to tell him. You don't have to tell him like 50,000 times. Oh, how crazy we get, right? When we want something done. And it's like, now. It's like, no, not now. You have to wait until I'm ready to grant you this. If
right, we're trying
I do.
Hanging out his timing. So,
we have to wait for his timing. Like with Geraldine, I'm going to have to trust him to get her a program and then trust she doesn't start smoking, because she'll end up right in the hospital again with pneumonia and stuff if she starts smoking, you know. Yeah, so. Her liver is still bad, pancreas, she has diabetes, she's schizophrenic affective, you know. Yes, pancreas problems, lungs, kidneys. I mean, yeah, so she can't be smoking. No way. That's not going to work.
Yeah, well, Jesus loves her. Jesus has a sense
of course. Of course. I know, honey. I know. It's just today was kind of tough because it's like, oh, no, not this again. I don't want to go through all this again, seeing her get sick because she's not going to take care of herself. So I just have to keep at her, you know. You know, but as you say, she's feeling better and she cops an attitude, you know, and, you know, getting more normal because she's stronger. And, which is good, which is wonderful, but don't cop an attitude, especially not with me.
Yeah.
You're talking to the wrong person.
Yeah.
I'm going to take care of you, then you better not smoke. Bottom line.
Bottom line, we knew if our prayers were answered this way as far as her being healthy and healed,
don't smoke.
Back.
Do not
so
do
now,
that. Do not so do
now
that.
We're waiting on the prayers answered of old change of heart or whatever. So.
Yeah. But again, like you said, how much time do we have? We don't have much time. I mean, he's coming soon, and everything he said is here. If you look at the time of Israel, you got to listen to these videos. Oh, my gosh. You will just feel so good. You just feel so good. Try to listen to them tonight because you go to bed happy. They're very strong. She's just so down to earth. Boom, 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 you know. Here it is. Deal with it. This is what's true. He's coming. He's coming soon. He's coming. He's coming. Get it right. Oh,
I'm
so good.
I'm gonna get going.
Okay, honey. Sure. Okay. Thanks for the prayers.
Thank you, Jesus, for answering our prayers. Thank you, Abba.
Yes, exactly. Thank you, Jesus, for answering already.
Got us all. So we love you. We're coming home to you today. So this is gonna be
flower. Yep, you bet.
Flower. Amen. It's all alluded to even talking about, but we're going home today anyway.
Yep.
All. Thing will be gone, and we'll be in the arms of Jesus, safe and sound.
Right.
All worries.
Exactly. Sounds good.
So we love
it's good
you,
to
Jesus.
Be true, but it is true. It had to come to this day, so it's around the corner.
It is true, and he is coming. We can't lose hope, because we know he's coming anytime. No, we love you,
okay,
Jesus.
Good night. Love you all. Thanks for prayers.
To you. Love you, Jesus.
Jesus, we love you, Jesus. Love you, everybody. Good night, guys.
Underneath my nails, and the wind will rise up to fill my sails. You can doubt and you can hate, but I know no matter what it takes, I'm coming home. I'm coming home. I'm